Bart.
Hey Bart, it's Tyler over at Cardiff. Just got your voicemail there.
Yeah. Hey, just I was just getting ready to send you an email.
Okay.
There'll be three emails. One with the credit app. What I'm going to do there is just take a picture with my iPhone and email it to you.
Yeah, that works as long as it's pretty clear.
It'll be very clear. Yeah, I do this all the time. I don't have a scanner, so I just.
Oh yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
I always just, this is how I handle these documents. And then one that will have the business tax return.
Okay.
And then one that will have the 6 months of bank statements.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, having them separate, it should be pretty easy to shoot over. Sometimes when they do it all together, it might shoot it back or might have some issues. So as long as you keep them separate, it should be pretty straightforward.
Okay. And if you could send me an email back as you get each one and are able to work with it. I've got a meeting coming up in 15 minutes, and it's in a business in a valley where I don't get cell service.
I see.
But sometimes texts and emails will come through, so I can kind of keep an eye on that. But I just want to make sure you get this.
Yeah, definitely shoot those over. I got about another hour or so before I got to head to this meeting, so if you can get that over soon, I should be able to get you all submitted.
Okay. Well, and I don't know, you know, what you're going to see, and I hadn't really thought about it, my bank statements, but you're going to see exactly why I need the money, and that's because our summer was rough because, you know, two-thirds of our business has been pushed back to November.
I see.
So, you know, that's why, we'll see some, and I do everything myself, but, you know, I see some bounce checks and things through June, July, which I don't know if that's like a huge red flag, and they're like, who is this goofball that, makes a couple of mistakes or not. I don't know. But I just noticed that as I was putting all this together for you. So
no, I appreciate the heads up. I'll definitely be working closely with the underwriters. I'll be kind of breaking down your situation. So hopefully that shouldn't be too much of a speed bump in the road, and we can work around that for sure.
Okay. And if signed contracts help with these clients, you know, we could always provide that if need be. I mean,
that's
not a guarantee, but at least it's a sign of that business that we've got coming up. So
I got you. Yeah, we'll definitely take that into consideration. I'll let you know if we'll need those docs. But shoot over what you got now, and I'll try and get your file submitted here today.
I'll send it right now. Thank you, Tyler. You know,
no worries.
I do tell you, it does feel really weird sending all this kind of information to someone that I've never met. I've had to kind of get past that. You know, it's like, what am I doing? I'm just attaching this to emails and sending it to a guy that I don't have any idea. But
I said the same thing actually when I first started here a while back. But it's funny. I mean, that's just how this industry is. It's just all electronic now, so it does take a little getting used to, that's for sure.
Oh, and even like the local banks will send everything somewhere else, but it still feels weird. It's like, am I sending this stuff to India? Yeah.
No, you're sending it to sunny San Diego, so you're in good hands.
Okay. I'll send it right now. Thank you very much.
No worries, Bart. Sounds good.
Let me know if you need anything, and if you could, just reply to each mail and just make sure. That way I know it went through.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks. All right. Bye-bye.